RX 93.1% TMR. The Morning Rush. The Morning Rush. Your favorite, the award-winning morning show on FM radio. Music, laughs, all the hot tea, and the hilarious top 10. Your hosts, Chico.
Oh, you so legendary. Oh, oh, you so legendary.
Marky.
Yadi, 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 yadi,
yadi, yadi, yadi,
yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi,
yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, TMR.
The Morning Rush.
From Manila's hottest, Monster RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush Top 10. The best-selling books. Hilarious topics. Intelligent, creative, and funny responses. TMR Top 10. Join in live on The Morning Rush, 6 to 10 a.m. Heard on air and online at rx931.com. And on the Monster RX 93.1 radio app. Twitch.tv/MonsterRX931. And at RX931 on FB and YouTube. Only from Manila's hottest, Monster RX 93.1.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. And good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It is Election Day. D-Day.
E-Day.
E-Day.
That day of the last 6 years.
Yes.
Early as now, I'm sure some people are already on the way.
Yes. Maybe it opens even at 6, right?
Maybe even voting already at this point. It's already 6:06.
Yeah, 6 is the start of the voting. And so, yeah, this is a big day for us. And, okay, so... Remember, yesterday was probably like a very overshadowed Mother's Day as well because everyone was gearing up for the elections. So, Wildfire wanted us to do something Mother's Day-ish since, you know, I think everything is locked by now. You know, you probably know who you're going to vote for. So, let's do the top 10 hashtag, you know, like during the past Mother's Day, we would do like mothers, like my mother is this, my mother is that. So today, Wildfire wanted us to do the top 10 hashtag describe someone else's mom.
Oh.
Okay, so usually it's our mom, and you know, we've done a lot of topics
about
our own mothers, but what about someone else's mom? So let's give you some examples. Since my mom was too busy with work, my best friend's mom became my substitute mom. You know, sometimes it's a friend's mom, sometimes it's an auntie, sometimes it's a sibling, you know.
Yeah.
Usually when the moms are not there, the ates, you know, step up and become the substitute mom. Yeah, that happens sometimes.
Yes.
And also, another example, I was so close to my ex's mom that we still meet up for brunch long after I broke up with her son.
Isn't that like Jennifer Aniston?
Very Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, you know, I actually have a couple of moms that I still message once in a while.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you are humans. You know, it's not like a rule where you stop talking to them just because you broke up with their kid.
True.
You know, there is a genuine connection.
You have your own relationship.
You have your own relationship.
Yeah.
I kind of get it though that you don't sort of like get, you know, Pokemon BFF because that's really going to be really weird.
It's weird, yeah.
But, you know, like if you're just really good.
Once in a while.
I mean, like twice a year you have brunch together. I don't see anything wrong with
that. TBH, yeah. Like, yeah. Not necessarily brunch, but like texts.
Pwede rin.
Maybe birthday messages.
Yeah. And I feel like if it were like an amicable breakup, it's totally fine. Yeah. Siguro if the breakup was really ugly, like you cheated on your ex, yun feeling ko, they'd be like, bawal na. No, no, no.
At saka siguro wag lang yung parang I mean, it's your right, but also parang as, yeah, as a little ano rin naman for your son. Yung kunyari, alam mo yung some moms kasi parang, mas gusto kita eh kaysa dun sa bago. I mean, out of respect naman for the new
That's girl, a little too much.
Or new boy. Parang,
yeah,
kawawa naman, di ba? Like, give the new jowa a chance. Even if you're actually super close. Alam mo yung, can you imagine then what the kind of, I mean, what you'd put your kid through that they have to choose between their mom and their,
yeah,
girlfriend?
Diba? Yeah.
Hirap din nun. Another example, my best friend's mom would always take my side whenever my friend and I fought. Alam mo yung, mas kampi pa yung nanay mo dun sa kaibigan kaysa sarili niyang anak.
Siguro kung alam mo na medyo, itong, yeah, anak ko medyo a little difficult. So.
Or minsan ano lang siya, shtick lang siya.
Could
like
be.
They're not really, I mean obviously pag medyo serious yung fight, of course they're going to take the side of their kid. Pero alam mo yun, as a shtick na parang,
yeah,
mas gusto ko nga, like kakampihan mo yung friend.
Or feeling ko, pag inaaway mo rin yung mom mo.
Ayun, pwede rin.
Inaano kita, example.
Pwede rin. Oo.
Inaano kita.
Pinaka-relate.
Yes.
Pinaka-relate.
My mother always takes the side of my friend.
Your friend. Oh.
Not all the time, but a lot of the time. If she's close with my friend.
I have a feeling ganon. I mean, like, obviously, kunyari, talagang medyo seryoso yung away. Of course, your mom will take your side. Pero alam mo yung pag yung mga simpleng, ano lang, yung, you know, arguments or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, on the surface, they will...
I feel like you have that dynamic with Mommy Strom, though. Like, you like to needle each other.
Yes, it's our thing, because we're so similar.
It's your love language.
Yeah, but it's reached the point where, like, I mean, it's actually great sometimes, because she knows exactly how I'm thinking.
Yeah.
So, for example, my aunt decides to poke the bear. She will understand and send me a message and be like, so, where are you voting? What's your precinct tomorrow? Like, what are you doing?
And right.
Yeah. So she will change the topic and like try to make things right, because she knows that I have this ugali and whoever it is.
Like, even without being obvious, she's always there to back you up.
Yes. She's
and
low-key.
At saka, ano yun, especially with family, mahirap kasi you're both related to them.
Yeah.
You both love them. So, you can't really, like, all out take sides. I mean, you can on a very, like, cerebral level. Siyempre, you can't.
Yeah, that's
diba?
True.
Mahirap din
that's
naman true. Yun.
It's not really a fight, but, like, if it's a disagreement,
yeah,
you know, it happens. Especially now, right?
Oh, yeah. And I guess a couple of weeks to come.
A couple of months, maybe. Maybe this next year.
And another example, my friend's mom would cook my favorite food if she knew I was coming over.
Oh, that's sweet.
That's sweet. And I mean, usually moms reserve that for their kids, their husband.
Baka rin kasi minsan hindi na na-appreciate as much,
yeah,
because they do it all the time for their own family. So when there's like a quote-unquote an outsider, parang alam nila na, oh, mapupuri yung luto ko.
That's true.
Appreciate it.
Because like, no matter how yummy the food is in your house, if you eat it all the time,
yeah,
kahit papano, may sawa factor.
Or you come to expect it now. Wala nang excitement factor.
True.
Yeah.
And one last, my girlfriend's mom has more TikTok followers than any of her kids.
Hi.
That's wild.
It happens.
Mga sure.
Sikat na ano, maybe oh, bakers online or like
si Mama Lulu.
Oh my god. But it's not her own account though.
It's not her
diba?
Own
it's
account.
The son. Yeah.
Pero diba, gets? Yung, I can imagine if you're
but she's the face of the account.
The
if you're like a very, I don't know, unique personality.
Yeah.
I can imagine. Or ano, like if your mom is a political figure.
True.
I'm sure you would probably have more followers. Pero baka hindi TikTok. Baka Facebook.
Or if your mom's a celebrity.
Or celebrity. Definitely.
Right? If your mom's a celebrity and you're, you know, in high school.
Yeah, hello. Can you imagine, like, Solen's kids, for example? I'm pretty sure, you know, Solen would have more followers than her kids. Even if they grow up. Well, unless they make a name for themselves.
Oh, well, I mean, it's possible.
Yeah, di ba?
Yeah.
Kunyari mag-showbiz. Kasi syempre, iba yung hatak ng if you're celebrity. Siyempre, your profile is like up
unless
there.
You're like Scarlett Snow, who probably has more followers
than her,
her mom. Parents.
Yeah.
Probably. But you would think, I feel like maraming followers.
No, I'm sure they all have a lot of followers. Yeah, that's but true. Maybe she has more.
But can you imagine? That's weird, you know, when like, when the parents are way older than the kids and they have more followers. Or when the kid is way younger. Like yun nga, bata levels.
Baby.
Tapos mas maraming followers.
Let's look, Scarlett Snow
that's so
has
strange.
5.1 million followers on Instagram.
Holy crap.
Doc Dickey has 3.1 million and Doc Hayden has 884K. So she has more followers than her parents combined.
Oh,
that's hardcore.
Right? Gosh.
That is hardcore. Yeah. Okay. So, but there you go. Yeah, I mean, you know, let's give tribute to moms. So we've already done a lot of like for our own moms. So what about other moms? Kahit nga hindi tribute eh. Just describe somebody's unique mom. Pwede rin naman.
Could be shady if you want
it. Could be a little shady. If you've got entries, go ahead and tweet us. Twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag describe someone else's mom in all your tweets.
Tea over coffee.
Tea over coffee.
Monster RX93.1. It's time for a little bit of tea over coffee. Amber Heard, again, is pooped amid the Johnny Depp trial. And if not that, her name certainly is, at least according to a Google search. Basically, someone changed her name to Amber Turd.
Okay.
How
mature?
IMDb's CMS somewhere so that it shows up that way when you Google her. But, I mean, they changed it already, obviously. As of Sunday... This is what popped up when you got to her IMDb page. It says Amber Turd, actress, Aquaman.
Oh, oh man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Real mature, folks. But you know, this is just basically... by the way, the misspelling appeared on both desktop and mobile. And it's not just a fluke. Someone deliberately changed her name. And
like, alam mo yung
it was a prank.
Ang dami mong skills, you know, like... computer skills and how do you use it? You change an actress's name to Amber Turd.
It's
good job. Like, good lord.
You know, the maturity level nowadays, I can't even, right? Anyway, so that's one little tea bit. Another one is that Britney Spears is actually coming up with her tell-all. Yes.
Ooh, and we're all waiting for it.
Very, very soon. So I wonder what's going to happen.
This
can't come soon enough.
Right?
Yeah.
So here you go. So Britney Spears says her tell-all book will be dropping at the end of this year. And she signed a $15 million landmark book deal with Simon & Schuster back in February. And basically, she has not spilled deets about the deal. She later confirmed the news, and she is in process of writing a tell-all memoir.
So she's still writing it, because I do remember we talked about it briefly when she signed that deal, but we haven't heard any updates. So
yes.
Apparently, it's still in the works.
It is still in the works. She basically says, I will be honest, I never spoke at all when I was younger. I think I was just shy because I can't even stand in a room with people. I don't know. My anxiety is absolutely horrible. Or maybe I was the way I was brought up. Meaning by tradition, with adults, you don't speak unless you are spoken to. I was extremely respectful, yes ma'am and no ma'am. I honestly think I was too polite and maybe the reason I was taken advantage of most of my life. The secrets I'd had to hold the past 15 years, I will say, are honestly paralyzing. Imagine being told your whole life to be quiet.
Ooh.
You know, if any of her Instagram posts are... like any indication of what's to come when she releases this book, we're in for a treat. That's for sure.
I'm kind of excited to see what I mean, not excited, I'm sad for what happened to her.
Yeah.
But I'm happy that she's able to speak out about her you know, her conservatorship, everything that happened in her life, how she was treated.
I hope she finds a good editor as well. Or like someone to co-write the book with. Just because she tends to have scattered thoughts, like just judging on like the posts on Instagram. Very like, what? Like, you know, one thing and then another, like something completely different. So hopefully they will be able to guide her so she can tell a cohesive story.
I'm sure they will basically guide her because obviously it is a $15 million book deal.
Yeah.
So she's got to, you know, the book has got to sell and it's got to be a good book.
Yep.
Feeling ko kasi para ano yan? Like, okay, what do you want to say? Oh, ito yung gusto ko sabihin ni Brit. Tapos i-reword nung editor na parang, maybe we can do it this way para lang it feels nicer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kasi minsan it's so, ano lang, parang, oh, I was sad.
Tapos, but
you know, you can say it in a way that makes it still sound Britney, pero more correct.
Yeah. I hope it's therapeutic for her.
Yeah, I hope so too.
The whole process. And not, I hope it doesn't bring back past traumas that might trigger her.
True.
Into another, like, episode.
Yeah. True. But Chico, when you wrote your book, did you have an editor?
Oh yeah, of course. I mean, they're not going to not let you have an editor because they're going to, syempre iba yung point of view din ng editor.
Unless you're like self-published, that's almost like automatic, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Pero
yeah.
Like usually ano lang naman, minor stuff, you know, like depends kasi rin on the
punctuation.
Not because it's not just about like the grammar, you know, sometimes the tone or like especially like cuz the book was like
a children's
book. So, you know, sometimes it's the opposite. Like, they'll tell you, can you use a simpler word for this? You know, maybe not to, kasi may certain grade yun eh. So, sometimes if it's too, the words are too complicated, they'll tell you to simplify it, you know, because it's not for that grade yet. May mga ganon. So, they have a very specific purpose. Now, in Britney's case, it's a tell-all. So, siguro lilinisin lang nila. Para lang hindi yung, she doesn't sound like a raving mad woman. Because sometimes she has a tendency to sound like that. Eh, paulit-ulit, tapos paikot-ikot. So, yeah, they'll just probably smoothen it out just to make it more coherent.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyway, that was our hashtag Tea Over Coffee. If you want to sound off, send the hashtag with your response to RX931 on Twitter.
Summer's hottest.
Who was hot?
It's summer. It's my favorite season of the year.
It is so hot.
The monster.
Freaky. Geeky. Cheeky.
Monster RX93.1 for all the movie geeks tuned in. Here we go. Let's go check out the Hollywood Weekend box office for May 6 to 8, 2022. Of course, new number one.
Oh,
Doctor
did
Strange.
Did we even think?
In the Multiverse of Madness with $185 million in the U.S. alone. Over the weekend. Number two, last week's number one, The Bad Guys.
Of course.
With $9.7 million to add to its total of $57.6 million. At number three, wow, still there, Sonic the Hedgehog 2, adding $6.2 million more to its total gross of $169.9 million. Number four, Fantastic Beasts, The Secrets of Dumbledore, with $3.9 million. And at number five, Everything Everywhere All at Once, with $3.3 million, taking its total to $41.6 million in the U.S. alone. So, yeah.
Actually, Doctor Strange already has the second biggest opening for 2022.
Whoa.
Second only to No Way Home. And parang ano siya, 11th? It was just something like that. Like of all time. So medyo mataas siya. Like, well, I've always said this, that, you know, it would be one of the tentpole Marvel films.
Yeah.
Pero ano siya, like parang 70+% on Rotten Tomatoes. So not bad, pero like the ones who didn't like it are pretty noisy. The critics who didn't like it are pretty...
Okay.
Pero like, you know, that's still a very good score. 70 plus is still a pretty much a landslide positive.
I know so many people who actually watched it over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
They all enjoyed it.
I loved it. Yeah. I loved it. Pero, you know, I kind of get yung what some of the critics who were saying it na medyo if you aren't super into like the MCU, you might find it a little confusing.
Yeah.
Yung parang a lot of the things that people are reacting to, baka medyo ano ka, it goes over your head.
Mm.
Yung parang like, why are they all cheering? Baka hindi mo, kung hindi ka sumusunod masyado dun sa...
Yes.
So if you're not a big MCU fan, you'd probably enjoy it on a certain level in terms of its plot.
But maybe a little less than those who are like, super into it.
Kasi
sometimes the ones
a lot less.
Kasi parang if you follow the, lalo na yung, alam mo yung mga rumors, then, you know, you will scream, like, at certain parts of the movie na, oh my gosh, I knew it, mga ganon.
Pero
if not, I think it's still a good story, that you can enjoy it, you know, regardless.
This is why it's great watching the premiere, when we watched in Shangri-La, thank you, Disney, PH. When I was watching, and there were moments that I didn't really, like, understand. Mm-hmm. There was someone behind me. Mm-hmm. I don't normally like people talking in the theater, but this person was like explaining to his teammate.
So you could
so
hear
I'm
it.
Like, now I know. Oh, so that's sinister.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. True.
You know, as the popular line goes, the girl said, get it.
Pero like I've also heard from people who aren't into the MCU and they enjoyed it. I mean, for its kasi parang ano yan eh. Think about it as a two-layer cake.
Mm.
Yung parang there's one layer that everyone will enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Like the very surface level, which is the plot,
right?
The action scenes, the special effects. And then there's the layer that are like for the hardcore geeks.
Mm.
So obviously if you like the other stuff, you will enjoy it at 100%.
Yeah,
tapos
that makes
if
sense.
You're a regular viewer lang, na hindi ka naman fully versed on the rest of the other stuff, you will still enjoy it at, let's say, 80%. So, it's still very enjoyable.
No, but interestingly enough, I got a message from someone telling me that it's mixed. Like, he's been seeing mixed messages. Some people fell asleep, and some people... And I'm like, it's also maybe because the hype was so real that everyone watched, even people who aren't fans of superhero movies.
Yeah.
And if you really aren't a fan, you're not gonna, or to a certain extent, then you're not gonna enjoy it.
Kasi medyo marami siyang...
It'll go over your head.
Yeah, unpack, you know, even with, let's say, yun nga, like, for example lang, don't worry, this is not a spoiler. Parang, we all know that, like, that Scarlet Witch is there. But then there's the whole... Maybe I should have watched WandaVision before. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yung marami siyang side story, side whatever na gets mo pa rin even if you didn't watch it, pero merong another level of appreciation if you did.
Yeah. Well, I mean, for people who haven't watched it yet, I would advise you to maybe check out What If.
Yeah.
WandaVision and Loki.
See, that's what I mean. Like, can you imagine if you didn't if you didn't have access to those shows and then you watch it, yun, medyo siguro like, what's going on? What's happening?
Hindi mo lang mamamax out.
Hindi mo lang mamamax out.
Yeah, the experience.
Pero magigets mo yung general what's going on.
Even as a standalone movie.
Pero yung the details, that's where maybe you'll get a little bit lost.
But I mean, look, it's number one. And like I said, most people I know, they were raving about it.
Yeah.
I mean, basically everyone I know.
So there you go. That's the weekend Hollywood box office for you guys right here on The Morning Rush. We'll be back with another batch of the Top 10.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today. But before that, let's do some greets.
We're saying good morning to some of our monster texters like Puchoy Choi, who sent us a photo. Good morning, he says. Lined up early to vote here in Bulacan habang hindi pa matao. Vote wisely. Shout out to my Impact Nate Chris Ramiel, and hello to my Aldrin only. My Aldrin only?
Oh.
The group and the gag of it all.
What's happening, Choi? Hello to Not Isidro, who says, good morning, guys. I'm here at church Sunday entries. Wow, okay. Pay attention. Hello to AC as well. Thank you for tuning in. And good morning to some people on Twitter. Hello to Moon Buell's girl, who says, hello, Filipino Moose. Good morning. Good morning, Arch Regular, Kuya Anthony, Mama Juvie, Happy Pill. Hello to Liga Millennial and his fiance, Antoinette. You also, Juice Blank. Good morning to you. And one last greet. Good morning to Paula, who just got home from voting. Another early bird.
Oh, wow.
Congratulations.
Early
You're
bird.
Done. And Janelle Margot says, good morning. Please greet my good friends, Andy, Pia, Matet, Mary Ann, Helene, and Tina, who will be voting today. Stay safe, everybody. And Rhea, good morning.
Good morning, Rhea.
There you go. And we've got our top 10 for today, courtesy of Wildfire. Describe someone else's mom. Nat Isidro says, sorry, pero minsan talaga may mga nanay na. I know the word is harsh, pero sinungaling. Sabi ba naman ng nanay ng tropa ko, pogi daw yung anak niya. Well, moms are biased that way. They always think their kid is the prettiest, most handsome.
Or at least they say that out loud.
For the benefit of their kid.
But I think you have to be honest as well at some point. Because it might put the kid... parang it might not be helpful. Alam mo yun?
I know of a case where... Alam mo yung growing up, they kept showering the kid with... You're the prettiest girl in the world, and you know she's not that pretty, and you know the ending became more like she grew up very introverted, but she was like the most bebo girl you will ever see when she was young. Kasi nga parang feeling niya, I'm such a pretty princess, and you know the world is very harsh. Siguro like alam mo yung parang when the reality set in and people not only would disagree, but would probably say the opposite.
Yeah.
Alam mo yung para siyang nag-retreat into her shell.
Aww.
That could be like a very sad parang effect.
Yeah.
When you're not truthful. I mean, you know what? You can say stuff like, to me, you're like the prettiest girl in the world. Alam mo, for me, like, that makes a world of a difference.
Yeah.
As opposed to telling them, you're the prettiest girl in the world.
And make sure also not to just, even if, let's say they're really pretty,
yeah,
make sure not to just focus on that, because you also don't want them to grow up thinking that's the only value
yes,
they have.
Exactly.
You also want to highlight their character and like their personality, because you want a well-rounded kid, diba?
And let's face it, how many parents go tell their kid, oh, you're the smartest kid in the world? Almost none.
Yeah.
Everyone would focus on, you're the cutest, you're the prettiest, you're the, you know
what
I mean?
You're the most adorable.
You're the most adorable. Like, we don't know it, but we are ingraining the value of good looks above everything else.
I think, ano eh, parang you can say it, but don't make it like a daily affirmation type thing na parang masyado mong dinidikdik. Yung parang every now and then, of course, especially when they look good that day, diba? Especially good. You can go ahead and tell them.
Wait,
they look fantastic.
Because you know my Tagalog is not so good. What's dikdik?
Gusto mo bang madikdik?
Nadidikdik na yan every night eh.
Idikdik namin sa'yo.
No, I'm just... What does that mean?
It's not,
Hazel?
First of all, it's not dick. It's dick.
Okay. So, yeah. So, like, to crush.
Yes.
Something like that.
Okay.
But, like, it also goes, you know, for the opposite way around.
Yeah.
I think if you... There are some people who... kind of not necessarily make fun, but don't give the kid as much credit for how they look.
Oh no, I think that's worse. Di naman sa not give credit. I think what's worst is kung nilalait mo yung anak mo sarili.
Ay, wag naman.
That would be the worst.
I mean, I guess both extremes, wag naman. I mean,
yeah.
Like, I think just give them the truth, or at least nga, wag looks lang.
Yun nga.
You know, tell them about how smart they are, or how athletic they are, how nice their voices when they sing. I mean, kung ano yung strengths nila. Because you can build up their confidence by focusing on their strengths. So, kunyari, hindi sila masyadong cute. Huwag mo nang sabihin that they're the prettiest girl in the world, right? Find something else to lift them up with.
Yeah.
You have the prettiest hands ever.
Or something. Ano, something. I'm sure you'll find something. And so that at least they know it, but they don't know it. You know what I mean? Like, you tell them without telling them. You don't have to say na, oh, matuto kang magluto, ah, kasi hindi ka kagandahan. Huwag naman ganon.
I mean, to a three-year-old.
Here's your little easy bake oven. Please start young. Please.
No, but kids.
Can you imagine? Alam mo, hindi nagkaloob mo na ng apron.
Oo, oh, oh, diba?
Taon. And you're like,
Pero gets, diba? Yung parang like, yeah, just... You know, it's tricky. I'm not even saying that I know how to do it if I had a kid of my own.
Yeah.
It's really difficult. But, yun nga, nakita ko lang kasi how it happened with some kids. Meron talagang parang, alam mo yung a slap in the face when it dawns on them na...
Like a splash of cold water.
I don't think I'm the prettiest girl in the world. You know?
Yeah.
In fact, people are calling me the opposite of pretty. So
yeah.
that can be a big blow to your ego. And
let me ask, has there ever been a time where when you were younger and like, I'm sure there were moments, I'm not saying just you, but like if you were bullied by someone outside of your family, and then you went home and you told your mom, Ma, someone said this, I'm mega mole or something like that.
Yeah,
yeah. Uh-oh. Has that ever happened to you?
No. I mean, it's happened to me, but I never ran to my...
Gusto ko yung si Chico lang yung tinanong. Parang sure ka na hindi ako nabully.
Hindi.
Well, totoo naman. No, I never experienced it.
No, I've experienced it, pero I don't run to like my parents. Like, I never told them anything.
I remember pala one time. Wait, hindi to in school ha. I remember I went outside. I think I went to buy something or whatever. Doon sa may sari-sari store nearby.
Yeah.
Tapos there was someone who saw me. I just got a haircut. Tapos natawag ako na boy. And then I was like, they called me boy!
That's not bullying. Nakakala lang nila, ano.
Hindi ko alam.
Hindi kasi, okay. Ang bullying, if kunyari, friend mo yun, he or she knows you're not a boy and then started calling you a boy.
Of course not. No, it never happened to me.
Yeah.
Hindi kasi ako masumbong sa parents kasi in my head, like, what are they going to do? Go to the school and talk to them? It's not my thing.
You should be, though. I think that's how it should be. Because
I guess, yeah.
That's what starts bullying kasi.
When they get away
at least
it.
You can nip it in the bud kapag sinabi mo na sa parents because they might be able to do something about it. And it's always good to go to an adult once you feel like you can't handle it on your own.
Rather than
clam up and, alam mo yun, take it all in tapos ikaw yung affected. Diba?
People used to slap my face kasi...
Hello?
What?
No, that never happened.
Did you tell mommy?
No, they would slap my face because they'd be like, may langaw sa face mo.
That is so mean.
I can't look at you right now.
That was so mean.
I can't look at you right
what
now.
What did you do? Did you tell your parents?
I couldn't. I felt... I was like... I felt oppressed. So I really needed to just have it removed. I needed... Like, at 15, I couldn't take it. Nah.
I know we're not supposed to be laughing, but...
Sorry, I'm laughing because you're all laughing.
I'm kind of crying laughing.
Oh yeah, I'm crying laughing.
I feel... That's horrible!
That is horrible!
It's horrible! My goodness.
Imagine going to an international school. Oh my gosh.
And I know, like, it's an excuse to hit you. Ako naman, luckily, I was never...
Physically bullied.
Kasi nga, I don't fight back naman kasi. So there's no need for them to get physical right. with me. So usually, like, if they start, you know, shouting things, I usually disappear already.
What did they say?
Like what?
Like ano? Ako na-share ko na yung ano ko.
Let's just say na tawag na rin ako ni Mark. You know? So you know that he's my bully now.
Oh my God.
You know what? It's not a bully if you're a good friend.
It's a term of endearment.
It is a term of endearment.
Number 9 from Loki Fangirl. A lot of friends play this role. My friend's mom would always allow my friend to go out if she knows I'm going to be there.
There are friends na ganun.
Yung
sila yung mapapagkatiwalaan.
Pag kailangan mo magpaalam, sila yung gagamitin mo na tagapaalam for you. And sometimes, they're not even actually going.
Yup.
They will just be the shield na parang, sige na, sabi mo kasama ka para payagan ako.
That's my bestie. That is so Marge. Everybody will use Marge.
As the
decoy. Kasi automatic, the parents will just go. If she's coming, go.
Then that's fine.
Yeah.
Yun ang problema. Pag kunyari nagkaroon ng gulo tapos nalaman nila wala naman pala yung friend mo. Diba? Like, cause that's like, and pati siya, bad ano na siya. Bad shot na siya.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's been proven that she's also lying to, hindi na siya the good friend.
That's never happened naman. Although, actually, sometimes, like, we would use her name without telling her about it.
Oh, yeah, at least that way she'll be safe.
Yeah.
Kasi if she's like, tita, I never knew.
Uh-oh.
I mean, gets. Kasi like, if I were the friend na ginagamit siya, I also wouldn't want her to be in trouble.
Yes.
Kasi you also need her, syempre, to still be the decoy. So you have to protect her. You have to protect her.
You do.
So when you're like, oh, I'm sorry, like, I actually didn't tell her that, you know.
May mga instances na pwedeng gamitin si March, merong hindi. Kasi there are times na, kunyari, you're saying you're gonna spend the night somewhere. Mm. Hindi kasi kami nagsisleepover sa kanila. So usually for example, pag sleepover, kunyari, kami ni Hannah. So parang, kunyari, she's spending the night at my place. I'm spending the night at her place. But we're spending the night maybe with another friend.
Yeah.
So,
yes.
So medyo kami yung sleepover buddies, quote unquote.
Quote unquote. Okay. Number 8 from Archa Aguilar. Minsan best friend ko, minsan halos second mom ko na rin.
Yeah.
So thank you sa mga nanay na treated me like their own.
I love those moms. They're the best.
Yeah. And then kasi like, you know, it's like, there's something talaga when you take somebody under your wing and they're not even related to you. Mm. I mean, sometimes literal, like for example, our stray cat. Diba, we gave her a kitten that was half dead.
Right.
And then she took him in like her own kitten.
Nursed him back to health.
And I'm sure alam niyang hindi niya anak yun. Yung because they're just very nurturing. And you know, the people version of that, sometimes you see a kid na, yung alam mo yung, they hardly spend any time in their own home and you probably feel like they're not getting any guidance.
Mm.
Yung masyadong gala.
Right.
So sometimes you take them under your wing, you kind of like treat them as your own kid, give them the kind of parenting that you think they need, at least when they're in your house.
Mm.
Kasi may mga ganun eh, may mga friends na buong araw na sa bahay niyo, you know, with your kid.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you kind of like have this feeling na parang hindi to hinahanap sa bahay nila. So aalagaan mo na rin, you give them the guidance, you treat them how you would treat your own kid. Those are the best.
Yeah.
Kumbaga, the mothering is not just reserved for their flesh and blood.
Giving them exactly what they need.
Yeah.
Diba?
Number 7, coming from JR Keita. Describe someone else's mom, yung nanay ng ex ko, after how many years na nag-break kami ng anak niya, lagi pa rin niya ako tinatanong kung kailan ako makikipagbalikan sa anak niya. Like, not giving up hope.
Hindi na naka-get over.
Hindi talaga. Tsaka alam mo yung actively, it's not just enough that you text each other or have lunch together. Like, may active campaign.
Yeah.
Ano, kailan mo ba babalikan yung anak ko? Sige na, namimiss ka nun. Hindi mo lang alam. Hindi lang sinasabi nun. Number 6 from Simply Nedge. Yung pumunta kami sa bahay ng high school friend ko. Nagkumustahan, tapos walang ginawa yung nanay niya kundi i-enumerate yung mga failures ng anak niya.
What?
Alam mo yung like, imagine you go to your friend's house tapos yung mom ng friend mo, puro na lang na, naku, ito nga, makapalpak talaga. Bagsak na naman sa school, tsaka ganito, tsaka ganyan.
Oh, that's weird.
I guess like, ako, the only way I see this happening is, alam mo yung nagsusumbong yung nanay sa mga friends. Alam mo yun, yung parang siguro dahil parang, because you're not going to listen to me if I just tell you to shape up. So if I tell your friends about how you're messing your school up, baka kahit papano medyo mahiya ka and you do something about it.
Baka kasi you're keeping it from them then. Or, so hindi nila alam.
Or maybe if it comes from your friends, you listen.
Yeah.
Because you're not really like listening to me. Number 5 from Coco Hernandez. Describe someone else's mom. My classmate is a super mom to her kids. And she still looks exactly the way she did when we were back in college.
Yeah.
So like super, super ganda nung. And regardless of how hard she's working for her kids, she remains amazing. Like she looks great.
A super mom.
A super mom.
Like, yeah.
They're amazing. Yeah. I have a friend like that also. And like, it's amazing because she has two kids. One is like super little pa, so needs all her attention constantly. They both need her attention, but somehow she manages to keep herself together and the whole their home together.
Yeah.
Alam mo yon? Like she takes care of the house. She also works full time. It's amazing. Like, wow, where do you find all the energy?
Grabe si Iya Villania. What she does is she like works out even when she's pregnant so that she stays in shape.
Wow.
After. Yeah. So like full on 8 months pregnant, she's doing jumping jacks, she's doing squats. Because amazing. She's used to it, I guess.
Yeah.
So like there are people who really need to like understand that if you are used to it, keep doing it. But if not,
take it easy.
Yeah.
Number 4 from Genshin Impacto. Describe someone else's mom. My friend's mom, mabait naman. Pero grabe, sobrang nakakatakot ang resting bitch face. Yung mabait naman siya. But I can imagine kasi.
Mga donyatic levels.
Like imagine yung mga artista na laging kontrabida. Yung mga tipong like Rosemary Hill or Bella Flores. I'm sure they're wonderful, beautiful people. Pero alam mo yung kung hindi mo sila kilala. Tapos kunyari, friend mo yung anak nila and you go to like their house. Can you imagine how nervous you would be? Because they're like, what if... Tsaka lalo na if they're not smiling. Yung kunyari nga, yung RBF, you know? It's like, they don't mean to give off that energy. Ganun lang talaga yung itsura nila. It must be
super
very
intimidating.
Yeah.
Wait, you have an RBF, right, Jason? From what I hear from the student jocks.
Which one?
Hindi, kasi alam mo, iba ang BF, ha?
I need nails.
Kasi yung bitch face, it's when you're being bitchy.
Yeah.
Yung RBF kasi is
your
specifically,
default.
It's your default face.
Like expressionless, but you look like a bitch.
And you're not angry.
I have that.
You're not thinking of anything negative. You're not angry. You're not upset. If your mind is blank, your face looks like it's angry.
Yeah, I can imagine.
That's RBF.
Let me see your neutral face, Chikago.
No, mine is like, I don't know, like dead eyes. Like,
dead eyes. Magikarp.
Oh, Magikarp. I really just have a, like a really blank
spirit. You have a blank.
Yeah.
No, I don't think RBF si Chico because of his eyes. Downturned kasi yung eyes mo, so you don't look bitchy.
But I'm resting sad face.
Yes.
That's true.
I'm also downturned eyes.
No, because I've heard a lot of people say, like, minsan kinukumusta nila ako because they think I'm sad or may hugot ako. And I'm like, no. Because if I'm not smiling, I look sad.
You look, yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't think Hazel has the RBF.
No, I think it might be my eyebrows. Because my eyebrows are medyo arched. Pretty high. So parang nakataas yung parang hila, nakataas even when it's not.
No, because like, I've known you from the very, very beginning. So like, I don't see it.
But you also have to remember, like I said, if, you know, I always want to make an effort. Like, for example, with you, when you were new, I wanted to make you feel welcome. And I didn't want to give you that impression that I was being bitchy. So I was making an effort face. I guess that's the thing.
Yeah. My call is this. Like, if Hazel looks bitchy,
It's because
there's something is going on.
Something's going
on. No, it's either you're tired or you're not feeling well or you are angry.
Or I want to be bitchy.
Or you want to be bitchy. Mm. RBF kasi is like... Kasi
effortless.
Pag yung regular... Kunwari, you're inputting commercials in the computer. You don't have an RBF.
I don't think I look mean.
Dapat RBF kasi talaga is like... Even when nothing is going on,
yung mukhang masungit,
they look like they're about to bite your head off.
Yeah.
You know, like, yung medyo, kasi merong taong ganun.
I have a friend who looks like
meron
that.
Meron talagang ganun.
And
I swear to you.
I didn't like him when I first met him. Hi, Larry, if you're listening. And he knows he has, like, the scariest default face. Yes. Sobrang, like, taas nung kilay. And yung parang, and when I first met him, I was like, what's his problem?
Yeah.
parang siyang ganon. And you know, of course, we're good friends now. We've been friends for a while. Pero yun nga. And then we talked about it, and he did say, "Yeah, I'm sure you didn't like me when you first." Yeah, I was like, "Yeah."
It's the first.
You looked so scary.
The first impression lang eh, because you just see them and you have a feeling that they're a certain way.
Yeah.
Right.
And then like ako like college pa lang, I would get that all the time. Minsan sa tambayan, they're like, "Are you okay? Something wrong?" No, I'm just bored. People think like I'm going through something. Yeah, and even even people who know me, like baby whale, like, "Are you okay?
Are you okay?"
Kasi I have this thing na, and especially when I'm thinking. When I'm thinking about something,
siguro medyo furrowed yung
parang
brows,
I look like I'm problematic /sad. But I'm not, you know. I mean, a lot of the time I'm not.
They say that I'm reminiscent of Good Cop, Bad Cop.
Okay.
You know the one from Lego Movie? Like his face turns and then he's a completely different person.
Right.
Yeah.
So like, when I'm smiling...
You have a really big smile.
I do.
A very big smile.
Yeah.
You do.
But then when I am in a regular, you know, thinking phase...
No, I think it's your Pokemon face.
Pero kasi
which is intense.
Okay, TBH, I don't find your scary face scary.
What do you mean?
Like, I don't... Like, kunyari, if you
doesn't look
we're
mean?
Friends, though.
No, like kayong dalawa. Kilala ko naman kayo dalawang pareho. Pero pag si Hazel yung mukhang parang like, "Don't talk to me, natalo si Roger Federer." Like... I will not say anything like anything to aggravate her because she looks like she might get angry. Your angry face is more, I don't know, parang hindi nakakatakot.
Nakakatawa.
No. I just don't find it scary. Like, even if I know that you're angry, I'd be like, "Hey, umayos ka." Like, I don't know. I don't get scared of your scary. I don't get the whole... You just look busy or confused or basta ganun na, hindi siya nakakatakot for me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's probably because we know each other very well.
No, but no. I get what he's saying.
No. Because I know Hazel too. But
no, unless you're extremely angry.
Baka.
But you're regular, you're kind of like being bitchy face. Hindi siya ganun ka like intimidating.
Parang
like, scary.
Parang kasing medyo... Parang sinasadya mo siya.
Oh.
Gets? I don't know how to explain it. Like, hindi siya yung... Kasi diba, when somebody's really angry, you're like, "Okay, get out of his way." Parang hindi ganun yung vibe na nakukuha ko pag... Even when you're actually, like, blowing your top. Like, kunyari, like, when you're...
It's been a while.
to say of volcanoes. Diba when they blow their top. You know what I mean?
Like the, ano, yeah. the emoji with that face. Yeah, and then exactly. The head explode. Poof. Right? That's blowing your top.
You know what I mean? So, even when you're blowing your top in the car, I'd be like, my fear is more of not because of you. My fear is more like, baka mapaaway tayo or something.
But you know what, Chico? When you're blowing your top,
pero hindi ka like, naman ano, top.
I feel like hindi kami ano din. Hindi rin kami matatakot. Kasi nga, like you said, you have your... Matatakot. Pero ikaw naman, pag ikaw, hindi rin kami matatakot. Kasi you look really... You look really nice in general.
Yeah. paano yun? Style lang.
Alam mo, we'll have a portion na idioms. Popular idioms. And how not to read anything dirty into them. Pwede? That's our new portion, ha?
Tayo lang magkasama sa car. Start today. Paano? Tayo lang magkasama sa car. Paano ako magbablow ng top?
Okay. O bago magkalimutan, sino yung student truck na nagsabi na I need name.
I don't even know her, this person's name.
I think ang pangalan niya, ano eh, student jock siya noon. Rika GGG. Rika GGG. I
love it.
Pero like, I don't remember kasi, you know, that's actually rare. Eh. People get confused talaga. Eh. It has, do you know anyone who has RBF?
Yes.
Yes.
Like I said, my friend Larry.
Ako kasi wala akong maisip. Eh. Like usually, they look like they have a BF when something's wrong. Like scary yung face nila pag galit sila. Pero like not, wala lang, random. I can't think of anyone.
A Me? Friend.
I can't think of any.
I can think of a couple of people.
Acquaintance.
I have friends also na iba pa other than Larry.
Talaga?
Tony, Hannah.
Like yung kunyari.
RBF, yes.
Like literally, no nag-aabang lang ng jeep or whatever yes. and they look like they're about to slap you.
I have yes. a few.
Yes.
Oh. I have a few.
I think it also has to do with the shape of the eyes.
Maybe.
Minsan pag medyo pataas yung eyes.
You know who has a really, really hardcore RBF? But I love her. Is she Sherry here?
Ah, well yun nga, yeah. diba? Like I was saying earlier, yeah. remember na? Yun
For
nga
sure.
Eh. And especially kasi yung sa kanila kasi, it's colored by their roles.
Okay. Sa RX, yun yung RBF. We're not saying they're like, you know, yeah, yeah, yeah. bitchy. But yung think pa, RBF.
Yun nga, that's what I'm thinking.
Oh,
eh.
Let's
wala
think.
Eh. Na yung wala lang, tapos mukha silang mga ngalmot
na ngayon, wala na.
Ikaw.
Rika.
JC, oh.
Oo nga, grabe. And number three from the Supermalas.
I love you both.
The Supermalas guy says, nai-imagine ko kung gaano na nakakatakot sa bahay ng kaklase ko. Kasi nanay niya yung terror teacher namin.
Ay.
Oh, pero ano ha, like you'd be surprised. Sometimes, not always, but sometimes, the really terror teachers could be such, be like loving moms. Yung it only comes out when they're teaching, pero like when it comes to their family. But then, I can also imagine na strict na sa school, strict din sa house.
Sounds like my friend's mom.
Or which one? No, I mean like yung opposite strict, sila or strict
no,
both?
No. Strict both.
Oh, both.
Hannah's mom. Hi, Tita LV. Oh. Kasi she's a teacher.
Okay.
And high school eh. So she's very tough.
Yeah.
Because obviously, you know how high school kids can get. The
oh, yes.
Very, very rough. So she's known as like the terror teacher. Like nobody wants to mess with her. Like they're scared of her. So when I first met her also, when I just became friends with Hannah, I was also a little scared. Because she has that like exterior talaga na parang astig, ganon. Like, medyo scared. But, of course, she's super nice to us, the friends. But, you know, yun nga, as per Hannah, very ano siya, yung parang makuha kayo sa tingin.
Right.
So, of course, she loves her kids, but she's not like the coddler. Not like my mom. Like, yes. In comparison yes. lang to my mom. Kasi, obviously, we all know each other's moms. So, when we compare notes, like how you were brought up, how they were with us, magkaiba. Ibang-iba talaga. So, very kung ano siya sa school, medyo ganun din siya at home.
Okay. That should be interesting, no? Yung mga, I wonder how all the terror teachers across the country, I wonder how their kids would rate them.
Kasi baka
mom.
Parang ano, kumbaga sa method acting, di ba? Kaya
dala-dala
siguro,
mo.
Dala-dala mo din eh.
Pero ini-imagine ko rin kasi, baka rin kasi there's a, alam mo yon yung, because remember, like you said, in school, you need that kind of tough exterior. Pero like, maybe you can relax. Your kids are very like lovely and
maybe.
Mabait naman yung mga anak mo. So at home, you're like, you're more...
Malambing.
Malambing.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did have a teacher before na opposite siya ng terror teacher. Like, she was like a really...
Super bait.
Super bait teacher. Tapos her kid also went to the same school back then. She was also super bait na mom. So I think mas likely yung however they treat the students medyo similar to how they are at home.
Yeah.
I think lang.
It's interesting because like I had this teacher that was very, very scary in school, but then after school, she's just this biggest sweetheart. Although she is like one that has a resting bee face.
Yeah.
But like, you know, after the fact, after the whole like I've taught you your lessons, quote unquote.
Yeah.
She becomes this amazing person.
Yeah.
Right.
I think they all naman have a soft spot.
I think
alam mo
so.
Yun? Parang ano lang siguro, yun nga. I guess they just save the toughest version of themselves when there's a need for it.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. Ako kasi like, I don't have like good memories of terror teachers. Like wala akong ano, wala akong parang redemption arc. Like when they were terror teachers.
Terror lang talaga, period.
They were just terrors.
Diba?
And I was scared of them. And I mean, until the end. Wala ako nung parang sa movies yung they were the most difficult teachers but in the end, they taught you the most valuable lesson.
And then you realize that they were being that way because they wanted the best for
the
you.
The best for you. Parang they were just horrible.
They were just a-holes. They were...
Hindi naman a-holes. Like, pero like, alam mo yung...
Mean.
They were just scary.
I've only had one like that. Just one.
Just one.
Yeah, the rest were just, I mean, I always had a feeling, baka it's
that's
just
true.
Me being gullible, that they all wanted the best for me.
Okay. Oh, that's good though. That's good. Number two for Mike Ferrer. Describe someone else's mom. Yung mom ng kapitbahay namin looks younger than any of her four kids. Imagine that. She has four kids.
Oh, wow.
And she looks younger than all of them.
You know this trend on TikTok? Yung parang there would be a mom and then the kids. Tapos they dance together. Tapos ilalagay nila sa caption, guess which one's the mom. And usually they do it pag mukhang bata yung mom.
Oh.
So,
eh, iba nga, di ba?
Ano?
Sikat sila pero sumisikat din yung... parent nila pag yung finiture nila sa mga videos nila, di ba? Like, if it turns out like they have a hot parent, minsan nagva-vire.
Of course. Oo.
Sina to? Mamaya na, off-air na! Off-air!
Minsan, mas gusto mo pag-follow yung parent, eh. Parang, remember that watermelon sugar trend? The Harry Styles trend?
Stop!
Oh my God!
Mamaya na.
Yes!
And the top, describe someone else's mom, comes from Milky Bear.
Milky Bear says,
may sixth sense. Alam niya kung sino yung bad eggs sa mga friends ng anak niya.
Ooh.
Alam mo yung kunyari like a big group, kunyari malaking barkada ng anak niya. Parang, let's say there are like, I don't know, 10 of them. Alam niya kung sino yung, nako, ito hindi magandang.
B ito.
Tsaka ito. Ay, the rest, sige, okay kayo lahat. Pero itong dalawang to, bagsak. So there you go. The top 10. Describe someone else's mom. If you've got entries, go ahead and tweet us. Twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag describe someone else's mom in all your tweets.
Summer's hottest monster, RX93.1, Jack Harlow with First Class, and he just dropped his new album, Come Home, The Kids Miss You, of course, where that song's from. And he also has a song called Dua Lipa.
Love it.
Somebody's got a little crush.
You know what? Dua's amazing. I don't blame him at all. And it's really funny, I saw this TikTok really recently, like, so this guy is trying to figure out how to get across the street because there's a puddle of water.
Okay.
And someone goes, just Dua Lipa.
Yeah, Dua Lipa.
Oh my gosh, I was cracking up.
No, but according to Jack Harlow, he did get her approval.
Oh yeah?
Before releasing that song, before making that song a part of his album. So
imagine that.
Because he wanted her approval because he didn't want to creep her out, you know?
Of course. I mean, so, hello. Yeah. You're writing a song about, like, someone you're fanboying about. I mean,
it's kind of cute how Jack Harlow seems to be everywhere nowadays. Like, all of a sudden, like, everybody's just talking about Jack Harlow.
Well, you know.
I love it.
You have your days, and it's his day. Today.
I know, right? And he's all over social media. I just saw a TikTok of Jack Harlow being carried by, like, his bodyguards because they were saying he didn't want to get his shoes dirty. Frank, well, Erica, girl. No, but it's cute. I like, yeah, Jack Harlow. I've been into Jack Harlow for a while. But anyway, it's 6:40. If you guys want to hit us up with your requests and greets, you can do that. Tweet us at RX931. You can tweet our accounts as well at Hazel Hottie, at Chico Garcia, at Marky Strom, or you can use the Monster text line. We're on Viber and Telegram, 0961-1367-931. 6:41. If you're on the way to vote, please take care. And if you're planning to do it much later on, it's okay. You still have time. I mean,
you do.
You have until 7 p.m., right? So voting is from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. today.
Okay.
Just some tips for those, maybe for the first timers as well.
I am a first time voter, okay, so I will listen to this.
Wear your face mask and observe physical distancing in the voting center, of
okay,
course. You want to be safe. Pack alcohol or hand sanitizer. We do this all the time anyway. Now make a list of who to vote for, and it's much better to list it down on paper. Don't,
yeah,
just keep it in your phone because you're not supposed to use your phone.
You're not allowed, okay, to have your phone with you inside, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
And they're saying government ID not required, but best to bring one.
Yes, just in case.
Oh.
Just in case.
That's right. And of course, don't forget to double check your polling precinct beforehand. You wouldn't want to go to, yeah, the wrong one.
Yeah, and they're also saying to check your, you know,
your status.
Be the one to put it in.
Right.
Don't have someone else do it for you.
Of course.
Yeah.
And make sure there are no marks.
Yes.
Right? Be very careful. Don't make unnecessary marks on your ballot. And don't take pictures of your ballot. Don't take selfies inside the precinct.
Well, technically, dapat physically you can. Because you're not supposed to bring
your
cell phone.
You're not supposed to have your phone.
So, yeah.
So you check your phone in or something?
I don't know.
And don't wear masks. Clothing with names and faces of candidates.
Okay.
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 So, but you can wear colors, right?
Yeah, as long as, of course, you don't
it's
see.
It's not an official
it's a neutral.
Anything.
It's not an
official
color.
Shirt.
Yes.
Yeah. So there you go. Vote wisely, of course, and take care, everybody. And I guess don't wait till like the last minute to
vote. I know.
Because it's also just in case something goes wrong or it takes a while.
Especially
you might want to give yourself a little more time.
Lalo na yung mga bigger barangays.
Yeah.
But do they, they cut you off at 7? Meaning right at 7, stop na. No more votes.
Usually they're a little bit more lenient. I mean, this is the future of our country. I mean, like, alam ko like the past elections, alam mo yung pag may medyo marami-rami pa, they extended a little just to accommodate as much. Obviously not until 9 or you know what I mean. Pero Especially kung nagkaroon ng gulo, like nag-brown out or
right.
something. Yeah, they would ano naman. They
but again, best to make it there earlier.
Might as well. Might yeah. as well get it out of the way.
Right.
Of course. Yeah. You don't want to get there at 7:10 and be told, sorry, yeah, no can
we're
do.
Done. Yeah.
Right? So yeah. don't risk it. And again, vote wisely.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Thanking Wildfire this time around. Hashtag describe someone else's mom. And let's start off at number 10. Coming from the Jedi Master. My son's mom never failed to support us, especially in moments of doubt. She has always been our rock and our moral compass. We love you. Sneaky siya. Akala mo someone else's mom.
Hindi. Asawa
mo
yun eh.
But yeah, it's not his mom. It's his kid's mom.
Yeah.
Number 9, coming from not Isidro, yung mapapa parang Stacy's mom ka. Sa lupit ni tita, payag kaya kaibigan ko na magiging tatay niya ako eventually.
Ooh! Oh my God! Oh, juicy!
Juicy!
I know, right?
Naisip ko agad si Jennifer Coolidge for some reason.
Yeah.
She's like...
Stifler.
Yeah. Sexy mama.
And actually, di ba meron na rin yung ano, yung Stacy's dad?
Na song?
Mm-hmm. Yung parang yung girl, yung boyfriend ni Stacy was into her dad. Not the mom.
Oh my God.
Not the mom.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very, very progressive siya. Take.
And
I
it's
like
nice,
it.
Ha? Nakakatuwa siya. Like, I saw kasi the, ano, yung Sub Radio Band. Are you familiar with them?
Which one?
Sub Radio Band.
No.
Yun, basta they're just, ano, like, very, very popular on TikTok, on Instagram, ganyan. Tapos, pero I don't know if it's there. Alam ko parang remake din lang eh, yung version nila. Alam mo yung somebody else did it. I don't know if it's original though, but I love Sub Radio Band kasi. And yun, they had ano Stacy's dad. Tapos meron silang short video. Ang cute. Panoorin niya after that.
Stacy's dad.
Oo, cute siya ano Sub Radio Band. Check it out. Number 8 from Archer Aguilar. Describe someone else's mom. Mas pipiliin niya ang madjong kaysa sa mga anak niya.
I love it. Yes.
May mga ganun na, meron naman talagang ganun.
You talagang know, parang may shifting sila dyan eh. 9 to 5.
And let's face it, for some families naman, like for example, mas importante sa dad naman nila yung sabong kaysa yung anak nila.
Diba? Karera.
Karera, diba? Number 7, coming from the Super Malas guy, describe someone else's mom. Tuwing bibisita, ang favorite niya na... Tuwing may bibisita sa bahay nila, ang favorite niyang pastime, yung papakita niya yung nakahubad na pictures ng barkada namin nung maliit.
Oh my God!
No, please, no. Not that.
Oh my God!
Thank goodness I don't have like hubad baby pictures. Mm. That,
no putotoy pics.
That my parents would show my friends. Thank goodness. So, at saka lalo na, kasi... Lalo na before, yung hard copy pa siya. Yung literally, photo album.
Yeah.
May I do have photo albums, pero like...
Nakatago na.
Nothing incriminating.
Okay.
And yes, I took charge of them. I got my baby picture album. Got it from my mom. And now I'm keeping it in my vault.
Parang I wanna see it.
Nope. Not happening.
Me too.
Not happening.
I wanna see
Bring
it.
Bring your baby pic to work day. How about that?
To work day.
Oh, let's have that.
Ayoko kasi yung sa akin, lahat black and white. No. Correction.
Sepia.
Kala ko painting lang eh.
I'm yeah.
Etched in stone. Imagine mo yung naka-ano pa, yung naka-carve pa in stone. Oh no.
I get. Grabe. Ano lang, stick figures lang yung yung baby pics.
Oil painting.
Yung naka-ano, yung naka-carve sa side nung cave.
Oh, yan yun.
Grabe yung hieroglyphics.
Oh, ganong level ba?
Number yeah. 6 from Simply Nedge. Describe someone else's mom. Hindi marunong sumaway sa spoiled na anak. I find that sad. I mean, I know that it's coming from a good place kasi yung, like ako, di ba? Like, obviously, even sa fur babies namin, ako yung tipong, like, I can't tell them no
yeah.
when they're misbehaving. So, I do get where it's coming from because you love them so much. But at the same time, you have to fight against it kasi you might raise
spoiled brats
and you'll inflict them onto the world and people will not like them. And if you love them, you have to stop that from happening.
And the thing is, sometimes with moms, they're like, oh no, they're too young pa naman to understand.
Yeah.
So, but you have to remember, parang formative years nila yun
yes.
minsan eh. And
yes.
even if they don't fully understand it, you have to train them to act a certain way.
Yeah.
So, they don't, you know, do stuff they're not supposed to do. Pero exactly. feeling ko, it's easier to say when you're not a mom.
That's what I'm
like
thinking.
Like, when I see yeah. mom friends, and then, like, sometimes I don't even notice it. Yung parang, yeah. Like, minsan, the kids, thrashing around. Tapos, tipong, mahihit na sila sa face, or masasabunutan, yeah. mahihila. Yeah. And they're like, they don't, and I'm like, aren't you bothered? Yeah. Kasi ako, you know, just seeing it, minsan ako yung nababother. But I guess, you're so used to it as a yeah. mom na hindi mo napapansin.
And ano, sometimes a good chunk of that, it's not because they don't want to discipline their kids, but it's also like sheer fatigue.
Yeah.
Alam mo yung parang, Diyos ko, 24/7 ko nang sinasaway yan. Minsan hindi lang natin nakikita.
Yeah.
We assume that hindi nila sinasaway yung anak nila.
Yeah.
But the thing is, they probably do this 24/7. So they reach that point where they're like, you know what? Do whatever you want.
You know, I have a friend who's a parent coach. Shout out to Jamie, who watches us on Facebook Live a lot. And I see her Instagram story. She always posts like reminders and also like how to deal with certain situations with your kids and all that. I guess, you know, we could all use a little guideline, you know, a little parang help, whatever.
That's true.
Diba? From other parents.
Kasi what we see is the 10 minutes that we encounter them and we're like, look at them. They're not even shushing their kid when they're probably exhausted.
They also say nga na parang as a parent daw, you have to choose your battles.
Yeah.
Kasi they're, you know, you can't constantly
like, no.
You can't
constantly
just tell them, no. Exactly. Hindi mo sila pwedeng sumuway 24/7.
And mawawala na rin yung effectivity nung
yun.
I don't know. With Daddy Strom, that always used to work with me. It always worked. I mean, like, I'm scared shizless of him.
It would work if you actually grew up good.
Did it really work?
So did it really work?
Well, let me just say, at least I am real.
Because you could say that it worked.
Ay, pero in front of Daddy Strom, diba? It worked. As in like, diba? Well, you would always follow what he
said.
Like in front of him.
Super stricto, hello.
Oh.
That's true.
Diba?
Yeah.
So at least like now, whenever, like, well, that's why I avoid going home for longer than maybe 2 days at a time. Because if not, we'll get into big fights. So sometimes I'm just there for a bit. I can take them in small doses. They can take me even smaller doses. But whenever we're sitting down at the table, I know exactly what to do. No cap, no hands on, no elbows on the table, no singing on the table. Basta, yung rules. I know exactly what to do. But I can only do that for a short period of time.
And they better see that. Okay, seriously though. If you were to take that as the example, yun din yung difference nung the parenting where you get them to do what you want them to do because you're very strict, as opposed to like, kasi like for example, ikaw, di ba, like you said, di parang super strict ni Daddy Strom. That's why you got out of there, you know, like real quick. But if ang goal mo is to instill that in them, you kind of failed because they just try to escape
your... They only
your,
do it in front of you.
Tsaka they escape your strictness. Uh-oh. Para hindi ka na nila. But if you really wanted to like instill it in them, baka nga the whole, no, might not be the
trick. Best way.
Because, diba? Kasi baka, imbis na ma-instill sa kanila yung message, all they hear is the no.
And it's just fear.
It's just fear. And
it then, becomes fear.
And
yeah.
then when they get out of the house, they didn't learn anything.
But
they just
for
tried
me,
to escape, diba?
Parang ano yan eh, may tears din yan. Of course, you want yung parang God fear of parenting, yun nga. Even without you around,
they will follow
all the stuff
yes.
you taught them to do. And then there's the next level, which is, you know, they'll do whatever they want when you're not around. But when you're around,
they'll toe the
they
line.
Will oh. follow you, diba? They will respect you and show you no bad behavior. And then siguro yung pinakakulelat would be yung wala talaga. Like,
doesn't
walang,
follow you.
Walang respeto. Yeah. Will, you know, talk back and all that. So I guess I would rather take the second tier as opposed to the last one.
That's true.
Kung hindi rin lang kaya yung first
yeah.
one. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I guess.
At saka ano, so many people I know like don't realize what their parents were teaching them until they become parents themselves. How
yes.
many times have I heard them say it? Na, oh my gosh, you know, I really hated it when my mom said this to me, but when I had my own kids, I'm like, oh, that's why she was saying that.
You know, kahit nga hindi ka pa parent eh, you remember when you're a kid and your parents would tell you, papunta ka pa lang.
Pabalik na kami.
Pabalik na kami. Even not as a parent, just as an adult. And
yeah.
you see all these like kids mm-hmm. na parang, oh my God. Like kunyari, you encounter like a teenager now and they're like saying stuff or doing things and you're like, ay nako, girl, papunta ka pa lang.
Yeah.
Bumalik-balik na ako dyan. Diba? So parang, yeah. I think ano lang talaga siya. That's just how
it's
life
thing,
is.
No?
Yeah.
It is.
Ay, number 5 from JR Keita. Describe someone else's mom. Yung nanay ng ex ko, very protective sa akin. Kasi kapag kinikwento ko yung nakadate ko sa kanya, lagi niya sinasabi na hindi kami bagay at sasaktan lang daw ako nun. Kaya mas bagay kami ng anak niya. But that's cute.
Plain Cupid.
Alam mo yung parang like, alam mo yung pleading the case of their kid. Na parang,
yeah.
Alam mo, mas magiging masaya ko with my daughter eh. Dito ka na lang. Ligawan mo ulit. Or mag-sorry ka na. Or whatever it is that happened
yeah.
between the two of you.
Mm-hmm.
But just make it right again.
Minsan hindi nga ex eh, yung best friend lang.
Oh, that's true.
Diba?
Yes.
Especially kung lagi kang nasa bahay nila, nakita ka rin nila, they watched you grow up as well.
Hindi, saka alam mo yung feeling nila, yung parang, you never presented yourself
yeah.
as a possible romantic partner,
uh-oh.
Pero they see something.
Yes.
Saka parang kasi, hindi ka nag-best foot forward sa kanila kasi hindi ka naman nagpinakilala
yeah.
as girlfriend. So you were completely yourself and nakita nila na,
and they liked
ay,
it.
Ako, oo, okay.
And then
okay
they're like,
to.
But hindi na lang kayo. Yun. Hindi ba naisipan na ligawan
yes.
yung anak ko? You know what I mean? Like,
I'm sure that happens a lot.
And even kayong magkaibigan, you never thought of each other in
yeah.
a romantic way. But then the parent sees something na, you guys might actually work out. You know, why don't you get together? Don't you want to try it?
That's kind of cute.
That's
yeah.
kind of cute. Hey, if you kind of like, kasi I can think of friends na talagang like, no.
Pag sinabi
like,
nung parents.
Like, yo, stop it. Like, I would tell my parents, stop it. That's disgusting. Pero, yeah, there are friends na pwede, may friends na hindi. Gets? Mm. Kasi di ba merong, I guess may tiers din tayo for friends na, even if let's say for the sake of argument na all of them are just friends, there are those na pwede kang mag-graduate into romance and then there are those na, para kasing sibling level na and
yeah.
it's already kind of like incestuous to think of them.
Like, you would never.
You would never. Number 3, coming from Milky Bear. Sorry, number 4 from Arabin. Describe someone else's mom. Weird. Nabasa ko sa journal ng tatay ko. Yun daw nanay ng kapitbahay namin. Yun daw ang tunay kong nanay.
Hala!
Ah!
Allah.
Okay.
It's very, it's giving Mara Clara.
Pero that's weird, ah. I think that works more if it's tunay mong tatay. Kasi how could you not know that's tunay mong nanay? Because the mom is where you get born with.
No, but the thing is, what if they were taken once they were born? It happens. And then you are across the street from the mom and they had a conversation that, yes, okay, we will take the kid after you give birth.
Para lang it's harder to hide.
Yeah.
Kasi
yeah.
Ikaw yung nagbuntis, ikaw yung nanganak. Kasi tatay pwede, di ba? Like,
it's easier.
You had a one-night thing.
Yeah.
And then nabuntis ka and, you know, you never told anyone that the actual father is the neighbor. Yun pwede pa kasi, like, nobody would know, right? Pag mom, medyo mahirap itago na siya yung actual mom.
Tapos you still live in the same neighborhood.
But you still live in the same neighborhood.
Oh my God.
At saka, what would the mom say to the people who knew that she was pregnant and gave birth? Nasaan yung bata? You know what I mean?
Scandalous.
Tapos,
scandalous.
The house next door never got pregnant and they have a kid.
Mm.
Parang hirap itago. Mm. Number two, coming from, oh sorry, number three from Milky Bear. Describe someone else's mom. Friendly sa lahat. Ultimong yung nakatabi sa jeep kanina. BFFs na sila. And I think moms, dads, meron talagang mga ano na, yung parang tatakbo sa election. Yung lahat, kahit saan sila pumunta, may kakilala sila. Or pumunta lang ng palengke, kachika na nila yung nagtitinda. Yep. Yung they're just overly friendly. Magaling sila sa small talk. Magaling sila to engage.
That's my mom.
To engage people.
Yep.
Yeah, and then they just have this very welcoming quality.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Number two from Loki Fangirl. Always embarrasses her son. Kasi lagi nagko-comment sa mga posts niya. Tapos yung mga comment pa yung, ang gwapo-gwapo talaga ng baby ko. But I think it's cute. I think it's cute. I wouldn't necessarily think that it's a bad thing.
It is cute. And especially if sobrang against their type. Yung parang yes. Very, kunyari, very tough looking and alam mo yun, scary kind yung guy. Tapos biglang binibaby-baby nung
for
mommy.
Me lang, cringy siya pag sexy post.
That's
a little, not just a little, that's cringy. Kunya, imagine mo, medyo thirst trap or medyo verging on sexual yung post mo. And then like you're, and then you see that their mom comments na, sexy talaga ng baby ko. Yeah! No, I can't. Parang no, that's
no, it's no. A little creepy.
That's creepy. That's really creepy.
I have had comments
from Mommy Strom.
Not from Mommy Strom, but other mothers.
No, well, that's what I mean. That's okay. That's fine. I'm talking about like your own mom.
Oh no.
That's what
no,
I mean. No, that's what I mean.
No.
Yeah.
Imagine your thirstiest photo. Tapos magko-comment si Mommy Strom ng like, sexy naman ang baby.
O kaya ano, diba? Fire emoji.
Eggplant emoji. No!
No!
Exactly! Because exactly!
But for example, if it's like a girl, a daughter, and the mother comments on the daughter's photo. I know a few. Like, for example, I mean, I love her. Heaven Peralejo. Mm. Her mom is, like, her manager slash, you know.
Oh.
There for her. And yeah. Cheerleader. So, whenever she posts something a little bit sexual, the mom's like, go, go, go. Body positivity. Beautiful. Anak ko. Sexy. Anak ko. So,
I guess it's less creepy if it's like, yeah, if it's your mom and it's a daughter. You're just gassing them up.
And lalo na pag momager.
Yeah.
Kasi pag momager, there's the business side of it. You're not just doing it. You're not just commenting as a mom, but you're also commenting as a manager.
As a manager, because managers do that too. They
managers do that. Managers are usually the first to like a photo.
True.
Kasi nga, alam ni, lalo na pag yung mga partnership, di ba? So yeah, I get that side. I guess for regular people, that's when it's kind of weird because it brings you to, kasi diba, like usually when you post a very sexy photo, it's a fantasy. You're selling a fantasy. So biglang when you see like a parent comment, parang it brings you back to reality and it becomes becomes a little strange. Yeah.
It's kind of cringy.
Ako rin.
Cringy.
I would cringe. And the top, describe someone else's mom, comes from the Super Malas Guy.
The Super Malas Guy says,
this is cute. Yung nanay ng best friend ko, best friend din ng nanay ko.
Oh!
So the moms are best friends, and the kids are best friends.
That's cute.
That's cute! That's really cute. And you know why? It's going to be so easy for you to go out. Kasi kilala ng parents mo yung parents niya. And yeah. BFF sila. So,
do you have a friend like that?
No.
No. No. You know what, my mom...
I don't think I've ever had friends' parents meet my parents.
Oh,
I don't think they've ever met.
Ako naman, my mom actually became besties with a classmate's mom. Like, from grade school.
Say that again.
So
your mom...
My mom became besties with another mom.
Okay.
Another, like, kid's mom in school.
From your school.
And the kid and I, my classmate na yon, my former classmate na yon, we were never close.
Mas close pa sila.
Naging magka-service lang kami or something like that. Parang ganun. We were classmates. But she wasn't even, like, in my immediate circle of friends.
Right.
You know what I mean? Pero, like, somehow, my mom and her mom clicked. And even... way after
school,
I moved to a different school na, hindi ko na classmate yung girl. I mean, we lost touch, hindi naman kami nga close, but my mom was still besties with her mom.
Yeah. My mom's like the head of PTA, so she's PTA mother. With me, I didn't really have many besties in high school, so she wasn't really friends with many of my besties' parents. She was friends with my brother's parents. Mom. Sometimes they'd take them out, they'd bring them to the beach and all sorts of things.
Oh, that's nice. No, kasi ako, feeling ko kasi, like, because, di ba, I rarely slept over friends' houses.
Yeah.
I don't even remember a time that I slept in a friend's house. They all sleep in my house.
Yeah.
So, all my friends know my parents.
But you don't know theirs.
I rarely met a
couple. Pero hindi pa sila sinusundo ng parents nila sa bahay nyo? Don't they say hello or something when they...
No, you know my friends, they're so independent. They go home by themselves.
Oh, wow.
They were rarely fetched.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
Kasi my first best friend kasi lived in the same village.
Ah, okay.
Magbabike lang siya. Yung iba ko namang later friends ko. By that time, we were already high school, grade school.
Right.
Kaya naman nilang umuwi.
Can I ask, did you have like a crushy...
Na best friend? No.
No, okay.
Oh. Not in grade school, in high school.
Oh.
You know, my first crushy, I remember it. Like it was...
Na friend?
Yes. This was in Germany. Ooh. And I was on a school bus. And on my way home, I fell asleep on the bus. And then, oh my gosh, I hope my mom's not listening. Anyway, we reached the last stop. I missed my stop. And this is like the first few days of school. And there was someone who came up to me and said, oh, unfortunately, you missed your bus. So you can wait here and your mom could pick you up later when she's available. And there was this one kid who said, it's okay. He can come and stay at my place. And I slept over.
No.
And from then on, we became besties.
But you wanted to be
parang
my
besties. Parang may dot, dot, dot.
Hello.
Parang may dot, dot, dot.
No, but like, yeah.
Oh,
it was one of those things where I knew I had a crush, but I didn't
It was cute and innocent.
Understand it. It was very... very innocent. Very that.
Very that. Very that. I
very
know
what we were talking
is.
About yeah. over the weekend.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yes.
Yeah, very that. Okay.
Okay.
Cute naman yun.
Wala. I don't remember.
But you know what? Sometimes it doesn't work, ha? Kasi I do have a kabarkada na yung moms nila, besties. So, of course, growing up, the girls... They're girls. They sent them to the same school. Nung nag-transfer yung isa, tin-transfer din yung isa. Kasi nga parang they wanted their kids to be besties also.
Yeah.
They kind of were forced to be besties when they were little, but at some point, you know, when you grow up, your true personalities come out, diba? You come into your own, ano na, wala. They really did not click. And even when we were kids, alam mo yung parang alam mo na may tension. Parang medyo forced friend, best friendship.
Oh, that's weird.
Ganon. So eventually, yeah, they drifted. They weren't friends anymore. Yung isa hindi na namin kumarkada.
Sana kasi ano, sana
but
kasi
even
ano,
their moms,
yeah,
they weren't as close na rin eventually. You know what I mean? But you know, there's still like, there's still cordial, there's still, I guess, kind of friends. But syempre, medyo maa-affect din yung kung ano yung relationship ng kids nyo.
Dapat kasi organic.
Yeah.
You know, it can't be like force.
Parang automatic kasi.
Oh, parang
almost.
sana they just let it happen on its own.
Yeah.
Kasi pag yung, alam mo yung parang, like for example, you assume that because one moved, that the one also, that the other one also wanted to move. What if they never asked?
No eh. Tapos parang ano diba? Pa, and ang tendency pa, syempre both girls, same class, you know, competition. There's an element of competition also. So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Difficult also.
But there you go. We're talking about other people's moms. You know, in past years, we did talk about our own moms. So let's talk about other moms. Let's check it out. We have two more batches of our top 10 describe someone else's mom. But when we do them, we will be on Facebook Live.
The Morning Rush. On air and online. TMR. The Morning Rush. From Manila's hottest, Monster RX
93.1. TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. And we are live on Facebook.
Facebook.com/RX931. Twitch TV and YouTube Live. Check us out. And before we get to the top 10, saying good morning to Archie, who says good morning sa mga early birds na nakaboto na praying for the future of the Philippines. Oh, yes, indeed. Also, saying good morning to Renz and to Juice Blank, who also already voted. Good for you, Hada Jay. And also saying good morning to Janelle, who says good morning. This time to my high school friends, the man who will be voting today in Pasig. Hada Aya, Oi, Lovely, me and Michelle. Also had a Leomar and his wife, Jen Miranda. It's her birthday. Please greet her on Facebook Live. So, happy, happy birthday, Jen Miranda.
Happy birthday. I'm blurry nyo today, guys, ha? Ako din, no? Sa inyo.
I think we're all blurry at this point.
Blurry.
Oh, no.
Hello to Victoriano and Butter Baby, who says, wala na, haha, ako napapaaway kasi para lagi daw nakataas yung kilay ko. So, RBF din si
RBF
Butter
for
Baby.
The win.
Had a sugar mama who says, praying for a country and an honest election. Stay safe, everyone listening from Wellington, New Zealand. Hello.
Hello to you. I actually wrote down all of my candidates on a receipt.
Kodigo.
Kodigo.
Malinaw ka daw, according
malinaw
to Chapat. Ikaw lang yung malinaw daw.
Bakit ako malinaw, si Chico, sobrang...
Si Chico talaga super pixelated. Like, literally,
Japanese.
I see his eyes, but like... Again, ano to?
Oh, no.
Very VGA levels. 3650 levels. Nokia 3650 levels yung camera po.
Okay. So here we go. Thanking everybody for sending in your entries to our top 10. Thank you to Wildfire for suggesting it. Let's start off at number 10. The top 10 describes someone else's mom. From Soliloquist. Kapag naging close ka talaga sa nanay ng boyfriend mo, minsan mas mahirap mag-move on sa kanila. Kasi like, di ba, like usually with your boyfriend, girlfriend, usually there's a reason why you break up. So it's kind of easy to detach.
Yeah.
E minsan, if you're really close to the mom,
yeah,
hindi naman kayo nag-away.
Yeah.
Wala naman kayong disagreement. So it's like, it's harder because you're good.
Especially so, if they treated you like their own na rin talaga.
Diba? So parang how do you break up with them? Kasi parang like, Yeah, that's, I can imagine.
Sorry, natawa ko sa comment ni Not Isidro. Si Chico parang Roblox.
Roblox.
Yung level ng
quality. Hindi, tingnan mo si Christopher Salvador. Chico GPRS, Hazel 3G, Marky 4G.
Oh, no. Well,
did you forget to restart?
No, no, it's not that. Alam mo, you know why?
What?
You know why I know? Because when I log on to like my house internet for like StreamYard, it's fine. I think it's this one. Kasi remember, nakahiwalay ako ng internet sa inyo.
Yeah.
I have a different internet from the two of you. So,
Better off ka pa na mag-Wi-Fi because Marquise is super malinaw.
I know, right?
Yeah, you should go on Wi-Fi.
Sige, I will, yeah. I will. After the top 10. No, kasi mapuputol ako sa Facebook Live.
Ah, okay. Sige, sige.
Disconnect now. Okay, at number 9, coming from JR Keita, yung nanay ng ex ko, siya pa yung tagatag ng pictures namin. At ng ex ko, kahit ang tagal na namin magkahiwalay. Alam mo yung biglang...
Sa mga memories siguro.
Oo, sa mga memories. Tapos bigla itatag pa niya na parang, bikini man, you can get back together.
Paparamdam.
Number 8 from Christopher Salvador. Describe someone else's mom. Mas marami pa siyang skincare routine kesa sa mga anak niya. Well, if you think about it, syempre if you're like a little older, talagang mas ano yung
mas intensive
skincare
na yung
routine
ano.
Mo, diba?
Yeah, definitely.
Although that's what they were saying. Like, diba sometimes you're like, what are you doing? You're in your 20s. Bakit ang intense ng skincare mo? But they're saying now, para talagang prevention is better than
that. Yeah, the earlier you start, the better. Especially when it comes to wearing sunblock. You should really wear it.
Exactly.
Early.
Remember the ano, yung there was so much hubbub when, was it Selena Gomez ba yun? Basta one of the young'uns. Tapos they were like promoting anti-aging products. And they were like, you're in your early 20s. Why would you need anti-aging products? And then that's when they were saying, you do. Para nga hindi na umabot dun sa point na nahihirapan ka na with your wrinkles and
walang
your stuff.
Maikse.
Huh?
Walang maikse.
Ano maikse?
Sabi mo may habab. Mahabab lang.
Hindi, pansit.
Habab!
Pansit, habab.
Walang kanton.
But you know what? If you didn't fix your skin routine when you were younger, nowadays there's awesome fillers and Botox.
True, but also, interesting then how people from an earlier generation will tell you na they only really use like one or two products opposed to now na people are being told to have like a 10-step skincare or whatever routine na parang hindi uso yun before. But some of them, hello, ang ganda pa rin ang skin.
And may ano ha, merong school of thought in dermatology who believes that you shouldn't put moisturizer.
Yeah, di ba nga? That's like the age-old debate na.
Uh-oh, until now, it still hasn't been settled.
Does everyone really need it?
Yeah.
I put serum now. Serum.
Kasi
diba,
tama ba? Serum in essence is what you put before
the moisturizer. Before your moisturizer, so it soaks up the moisturizer better.
This is like a combination. I got it from, it's very good. It works for me.
But you know what? For me, talaga din ako I'm a minimalist when it comes to skincare. The less I put on my face, the better. Because sometimes the more that you experiment and you try all these products, dun ka pa magbe-break out because your skin isn't used to it.
That's
and it's
true.
Like, whoa, what is this? You know what
Although
I mean?
Although sabi nila, that's part of it. Like, because nga you're introducing something
right.
new. Pero if you keep at it, it will eventually go away. Like, for example, the breakout, the acne. And then, dun mo na makikita yung results. That's what they say.
The thing is, I'm okay with my skin. The only time I get like a pimple or something like that is when I'm bad and like I forget to take off my makeup. Ganun. But otherwise, even if, you know, I also just put a serum. That's what I use. That's it, really. Like sometimes I would put moisturizer, sometimes I won't.
Because
I wash my face. That's the important thing.
Oo naman.
Ako, I either use like an exfoliator or charcoal cleanser back and forth. And then I go into the depends, actually.
Yeah, sometimes depends on what you need.
I know. I either put, what do you call that? What do you call that? The liquid again?
Which one? Toner?
Toner.
Oh, toner, yeah.
A little bit of toner. And then after that, I put on the serum. But I don't actually put moisturizer at all.
Yeah. Ako nga sometimes, like I just use like aloe vera gel. Yeah. Anything really.
Ako kasi I do it lang sa gabi. Kasi yeah, I'm going to sleep naman. Lang. Kasi like, if I put anything on my face,
yeah,
outside of sunblock, parang I'll get so, I feel so sticky.
Yeah.
So yeah, I try not
but
to.
But you know what? I'm getting super maskne these days.
Oh, really? Baka you should just change up your
super
mask.
What?
Maskne. I wash naman. Like, after this, I wash my mask and then...
Right.
I might need to just start getting...
Disposables again.
Maybe. Oh, well.
Use mask. Use a mask. Na pang... Para ano siya eh. Parang mask for mask. So, you know. There's a mask for mask me. So, pwede siya.
Yung parang ano, anti-mask
for
me. Actually, merong masks na ganun yung selling factor nila.
Oh. Although, you know, TBH, like, I very rarely do that.
What?
Yan, yung mga mask, yung mga babasain mo tapos ilalagay mo sa face mo. And then you
ah, yung mga sa Korean, ano, mga Korean. Mga face mask.
Gusto mo ba, Fem?
So,
oh, you know what? There's ano ah. There's something that you can buy. I don't know if it's already available. But from Amazon, you can get that. If you're the type na mahilig mag-Korean face mask, kasi diba, it's a little inconvenient because you can't really move.
Yeah.
Like, nakagaroon ka lang the whole time because you don't want it to fall off. Para siyang, it's something you put over the mask na may ear loops.
Para hindi siya
malalagay. Para hindi siya gumalaw. And then you can, you know, do whatever you want and you can still move.
So that makes sense.
Ganun, yeah.
Interesting.
And number 7, tama ba? Yeah, from Milky Bear. Todo upload ng picture sa Facebook na tinalo pa ang professional editor sa pag-edit. Wow. Okay, that's cool. I mean, if you're like a techie mom na kaya mo mag-edit ng photos and videos, wow.
Good job.
Good job to you.
Number 6 from Chessie Mode. Describe someone else's mom. She has newly rebonded hair, new eyelash extensions, and doing IF. Now she even looks 10 years younger than her daughters.
That is awesome. Good on you.
Well, kusino kasi yung, di ba, like if you take care of yourself, you will have a tendency to, you know, look very good.
To defy age.
Regardless of your age.
You know what another key is to keeping young? Doing what you love every day.
That is true.
Yeah, generally, I think having a happy disposition helps keep you young.
Not necessarily just work-wise, but doing something that you like to do every day. Instead of like focusing on what's negative, focus on what's positive.
Right? And ako lang, ano nga eh, like, because somebody was saying, Japat was saying, I use skin peeling gels over exfoliants. That's what I read recently na now
skin
I think
peeling.
Parang, not so much, not necessarily, but they were saying na try to avoid physical exfoliants.
That sounds scary. It sounds strong eh. If it exfoliates like, as in like peels off
so
your
basically
skin.
The one na may grains?
Ah, yung mga beads you
yung
mean.
Mga, oo. Like, di ba like usually, di ba pag sabi mong scrub?
Yeah.
They say try to avoid actually. Yung physical scrub.
Yes.
It has to be more like yung ganun lang. Yung meron lang siyang chemical na
chemical.
Na takes out the dead skin cells. Kasi nga raw nagkakaroon ng micro abrasions. Lalo if you rub too hard.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's why di ba laging merong warning na just very gently.
Yeah.
Yung mga
have you ever tried friends. Yung Cure? It's a Japanese brand. It's super famous in Japan. Matagal na to. It's basically a water cleanser. So
see?
It's just like water.
Yeah.
But when you scrub it on your skin, magkakaroon slowly ng parang
foamy stuff?
No. Parang like beads of like as in they're saying like dead skin daw yun.
Ah, okay.
Oh.
But literally parang tubig lang yung nilagay mo sa face mo. But
that's cool.
Yeah.
Try that. Number 5 from Camilo. Tuwing pinagluluto niya ng merienda kami mga friends ng mga kaming mga friends ng anak niya. Meron siyang malaking cauldron. Tapos tumatawa siya ng
My God!
Parang ayoko na kumain doon.
Very Hansel and Gretel, diba? Yung ano,
vibes. Kasi yung parang feeling mo, parang pinapataba kayo. Kaya oh, kanya pinapakain.
No!
My purities.
Number four from Not Isidro, nanay ng friend ko. Siya lang talaga ang kakilala ko na umaamin na mas masarap ang luto ng ibang nanay kaysa sa kanya. Very realistic. Yung parang yeah. My food's good, but I'm sure the other moms can cook better than me.
But then again, sometimes you're also, you're also nauumay because you eat the same thing every day.
That's true.
But then eventually when you grow a little bit older and you go back and look at what your parents cook for you, even if it isn't as tasty, quote unquote, conventionally than other people's cooking, you'll still remember it fondly.
And saka minsan it's not that you don't cook well. You know you cook well, but you're just realistic na you don't claim to have like the best adobo in the world,
Exactly. The
best sinigang in the world. Yung parang, I'm sure other people can come up with something even better than what I do. But my food tastes good. Alam mo yun?
Yeah, it's prepared with love.
Number three, from 7070, ang mga nanay namin ng classmate ko, mas competitive pa about us than us.
Yeah, especially pag medyo, when you're younger.
Yes.
Mas ano to pag like, elementary.
Alam mo yung kayo, steady lang kayo, chill lang kayo. Pero yung moms nyo, sila pa yung, you have to be number one in your class. Lalo na kung kayo yung dalawang pinakamagaling, tapos nagkataon kayo din yung friends. Your moms get competitive about who ends up on top.
Interestingly enough, my mom knew the capacity of my mind.
Yeah.
So she never really pushed me to be the best in class ever.
Walang pressure.
No pressure. Just like,
do your best.
Just pass.
Yeah.
Like, we're fine. But then when I got to college and I started doing really well in school, it wasn't my parents that pushed me to do well. It was just me. I really wanted to do well.
So on your own, yeah.
Look at you.
Look at me there.
I mean, if you can't love yourself,
how the heck are you going to love your parents? Can I get
there? Diba? Number two from Victoriano. Describe someone else's mom. I found out that my SO's mom was my batchmate in high school.
Oh. Sorry, what?
My SO's mom
was my batchmate in high school. So, yeah.
I've seen that movie.
Interesting.
So, your girlfriend, or SO,
is young enough to be your child.
Okay. Interesting. And the top, describe someone else's mom, comes from Chasing Charles.
Chasing Charles says,
a professor of ours left her kids in the province. So we, her students, became her kids. We sleep, eat, stay at her house anytime. We literally had the keys to her house.
Oh, wow.
Like, alam mo yung because she missed her kids.
Yeah.
But she had to, she had to make a living. Parang naging very motherly siya to her students.
Oh, that's cute.
And she ended up with like an entire class as her kids. So there you go. We do have one more batch coming right up, but we'll play a couple of songs in the RX booth, but we will stay on Facebook.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
To play what?
Role play. Sportscaster si Hazel. That's
and then mag-role play na tayo because we were talking, okay, for those who just tuned in, we were talking about UP's win yesterday over Ateneo for game one of the UAAP final. So I was like, congratulations, my gosh, like, can you believe it? You're like one game away from winning the championship, blah, blah, blah. And then Chico was like, oh, you know what? You should do like a report. And I'm like, it's okay. I'll leave it up to the anchors and the analysts. Tapos biglang gusto nilang mag-role play. Uh-oh. So I'll be the courtside reporter like I was many years ago.
Yeah?
Tapos, try din ni Chico tsaka ni Marky na maging anchor and analyst.
Yan.
Sinong anchor sa inyo? Sinong analyst?
For sure si Marky ang analyst.
Kasi hindi ka mahilig mag-analyze eh.
I have no words!
I'll just be the anchor. Can I just be the anchor? I can't. Okay, so here we go.
I cannot. I simply cannot. Shout out to all our friends from...
Yeah. Okay.
All my friends.
Okay. Yes.
Hi. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Yeah, good to see you all.
Let's start off by thanking Wildfire for the topic, Describe Someone Else's Mom. Starting off at number 10 from 7070. Parang fiesta kapag nandun ako kina tita sa dami ng hinahanda niya. Alam mo yung some moms are really like that. Yung parang, it's part of their pride as the homemaker na pag may kumakain, yung medyo OA yung level ng food. Yung parang, di ba lunch lang? Ba't ang daming, ba't parang fiesta? Kasi nga parang you wanna, you know, you kind of wanna brag na, oh, look at how yummy our food is in this house. That's part of the pride.
Oo. Tsaka gusto nila patikim lahat,
yes.
Di ba?
Parang... Tsaka yung parang, oh, ito ha, pag uwi mo, sasabihin mo sa mama mo ha, na ang sarap-sarap ng pagkain dito.
Yeah.
That kind of competitiveness.
Of course.
With the mothers. Number 9 from Victoriano. My cousin, he has taken the role of a mother while being a father since the very early passing of his wife. They have 3 children. Aww. Alam mo, kudos to like, you know, like single parents whose significant others passed away. Na parang, I'm sure it's infinitely difficult, you know, to lose your partner in life. Tapos you're going to have to do both roles. Pa.
Yeah.
You know? That's kudos to you.
Yeah, kudos to you talaga. Very good job.
Number 8, coming from Soliloquist. Shout out sa mga nanay ng ex ko na inakala kong magiging biyanan ko. Oo nga na, when you think about it, like the parents of your exes, there was a time when you probably thought,
they were gonna be, yeah.
My gosh, this is going to be my mother-in-law, my father-in-law.
Mother-in-law, yeah.
I'm going to be dealing with them for the rest of our married lives. You know, and then, of course,
falls
apart.
And then it doesn't work out.
That doesn't work out, right? Also, number 7 from Camilo, may special talent siya. Kaya niyang paliparin yung upper half ng body niya. Mga 12 midnight to 4 a.m. Okay. pass.
I don't think I'm going to be sleeping over anytime soon.
Yeah.
It's magical.
And then, imagine mo, nag-sleepover ka sa house ng friend mo, di ba? Mm. Nasa second floor kayo. Okay, yung kwarto ng friend mo, di ba? Sa second floor. Tapos biglang mga 2 a.m., may maririnig kang parang flapping of wings.
Ay!
Tapos, makatok yung nanay niya from the window. Okay, matulog na kayo. Bakit gising pa kayo? And you're on the second floor. Ay, ba't gising pa kayo?
Ay, nako. Ikuntas mo na yung bawang.
Pagbalik ko, ha? Dapat tulog na kayo. Kakain lang ako. Hanap lang ako na makakain, ha? Pagbalik ko, dapat tulog na kayo.
Sabi ni Nero, Mom Nananggal.
Mom Nananggal! I like that.
Yes.
Mom Nananggal.
Oh, my God.
Kita mo, sumali ka na, Hazel. Si Marky na lang daw ang maayos.
Why?
Yeah, that they were saying. Si Marky na lang daw.
Oh, lagi na rin yung connection ko.
Oo.
Natatawa nga ako eh, kasi kahit gano'n ka pa ka-pixelated, ikaw pa rin yung pinakamaliwanag yung ring light. Ano yung kasi Marky kadiliman. Ako may ring light pero like barely hanging on.
Wala nga akong ring light.
Ba't ang liwanag mo?
Eh, it's, I bring the light. I shine the light on the world. It's my natural, you know, I'm the beacon of light.
Sino ka, Marilyn Monroe?
Didn't you know that? Yeah, I'm like Tyra Banks, the beacon of light. So, kaya natatawa ako, nakatingin kayo sa akin, wala naman akong ring light.
Ang ba't ang liwanag mo?
Eh, that's ito, yung the natural, I don't know, my laptop.
Crazy.
Oh.
As in,
or maybe it's my new serum.
Parang may spotlight. Pero may spotlight sa'yo.
Maybe it's my new serum. Maybe I should stop using the ring light.
Ano ba?
Pag naka-ring light ako, di ba mukha ako may HEPA?
Ngayon naman, diba, sobrang puti mo lang.
Totoo.
Oh my god.
Okay, and number 6 from Not Isidro. Describe someone else's mom. I have been working ever since. I've been wondering ever since. Bakit din bumibisita ako sa bahay ng friend ko? Si tita, pag nakikita ako, may kagatlabi.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Okay. Okay. Mrs. Robinson?
Hello, Mrs. Robinson.
Hello, Mrs. Robinson.
It's time to graduate.
Number 5 from Christopher Salvador. Kapag magkausap kami ng friend ko, puro akads ang topic. Pero pag nanay niya kausap ko, ah wala. Boys at kalandian ang topic. Alam mo yung mas ano pa, mas juvenile pa yung topics pag yung nanay niya yung kausap mo.
Mas fun.
Parang may chikahan lang kayo. Pero pag kayo ng friend mo,
I'm not a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Oh my gosh.
She's ano? She's a pick me mom.
Exactly.
A pick me mom. Oh, and number 4 from I'm Not in the Mood. Makintab yung mukha, tapos nakatatoo yung kilay.
Ano? Makintab yung mukha.
He knows of a mom na ganun. Makintab lagi yung mukha.
Baka ano, baka bagong chemical peel. Yun. Diba pag nagpapapeel, makintab. Usually ang kintab ng face.
Yes. Number 3 from Milky Bear. There's my friend has a strict mom na kahit magpaalam pa sa mismong bahay nila na mag-outing kayo, lagi ang linya niya, naku, wala kayong kasamang matanda.
How did that happen? That is so okay, stressful.
Oh my god, okay, sorry. Diba we were just talking about how my ring light
was not
hanging on. Like literally, sabi ni Krister nag-reflect, no, it wasn't that. As in like, wala na siyang ilaw.
Wala na siyang ilaw. Faint.
All of a sudden, boom!
Ay!
Bam!
All over your face.
Can we cut that, just that part, tas paulit-ulit? Can we have that on loop?
All of a sudden, bam! Biglang ang liwanag! Suddenly, like, oh my god, like, as in, para siyang blinding. What the hell? Now that's a ring light.
I know, right?
Now you can see me!
Oh see? My gosh, just dahil pixelated, alam mo yung, I can just see the 2 black dots, yung mata mo. Kasi parang everything else is just white. You're like a snowman.
Because suddenly it's like so bright. Wow, what the hell?
I know, right? And number... sorry. Yeah, from Milky Bear. Yung pag in-invite mo yung
ayan,
anak niya.
Ayan, nakarma ka, nabulol ka na.
Pag in-invite mo yung anak niya, ang linya niya lagi, nakula kayong kasamang matanda, magagalit ang daddy niya. And dito na lang kayo sa bahay pag luluto ko pa kayo. Alam mo yung ano, yung she's not just going to say no, she's going to offer an alternative.
Right.
Na dito na lang, wag na kayo mag out of town, saya-saya dito.
You know, I appreciate that, but at some point also, you know, you kind of wanna go somewhere else, right?
And just like, let your kid
come on.
Go.
Yeah.
Loosen your grip.
Yeah.
Don't be so strict.
Loosen your grip.
And also, number 2 from Shy Girl. Describe someone else's mom. My ex's mom. Typical matapobring nanay. Pinagbintangan ba naman ako na gusto ko lang daw makarating ng Amerika, kaya ako pinatulan ng anak niya. Well, I wanted to tell her, sa'yo na anak mo, hindi na big deal makarating sa US ngayon, no? Oh, but that's horrible. If they actually think that, I mean, it does happen. Let's not, you know, let's be honest. Pero like, if that's not your goal, tapos
na-nudge ka na ganun ka.
I would hate that. I would absolutely hate that. And the top, describe someone else's mom, comes from Wildfire.
Wildfire says,
yan! Yan ang pinapangarap ng tatay ko. Someone else's mom.
Ay! Oh no!
Oh no!
Shade to your own mother.
Shade. Okay, what about us?
Describe someone else's mom. Which one?
Kasi TBH nga, I rarely met my friend's mothers. I mean, I have, but alam mo yung not on a regular basis. Kasi I guess that's the main result of everyone going to my house all the time. Laging house ko yung hub.
Right.
My different barkadas. All the way from grade school, high school, college. Laging they all go to my house. I rarely go to other people's house. I remember. Somebody else's mom, more of my friend's tita. So, hindi friend ng, hindi mom ng friend ko, but tita niya, who also has kids of her own. One time we went to Batangas to have like an overnight. We were on our way somewhere else, pero nag-stop over kami dun sa bahay ng tita niya. Tapos she cooked us a meal. And I swear to you, it was just one meal. Puro mga local Batangas food na niluto niya. That was years ago. I still remember it. Like, it was that good. Like, it was so good. And I was like, distinctly remember thinking, my gosh, if ito yung nanay ko, kung ganito siya magluto, patay ako. Like, I would probably be struggling with my weight. Kasi like, I ate so much. It was so good. And like, every single morsel that she put on the table was amazing. That's even like, kunyari, fish. I'm not a big fish fan. Pero like, it was like, I ate so much. And it was just so good. Like, amazing. Like, of all the moms that I've ever met, siguro yun yung parang pinakamasarap yung luto talaga na natikman ko.
Oh, wow.
It was so good. And maybe because then the cuisine was very different from what you usually have at the house. It's not your usual adobo, ganyan. Parang medyo kakaiba yung mga Batangas dishes that she prepared. Really loved it. Really, really loved it.
Go.
Describe someone else's mom. Siguro since I described kanina na Hannah's mom, I'll describe my other bestie's mom.
Okay.
Marie's mom, Tita Letty, if you're tuned in, hello. Because, you know, I kind of grew up there also because it's like, before kasi, their house was like the sleepover hub of the barkada. So we'd always spend the night there. And I remember like Sundays, you know, Saturday, we'd go out, spend the night there. Sunday, nandun kami to like lunchtime. And then we'll have lunch with them. So, very close kami to their whole family. But specifically, si Tita Letty. And she's just so funny because when she discovered Facebook, which was like a few years ago, literally, like, she would have the most random comments on our posts.
Oh.
At, kasi very funny yung mga comment niya. As in yung parang, oh my God, ano ba ito si Tita Letty? Sobrang like, ang random. As in, minsan shady. But like, always funny. Like, alam mo yung parang hindi mo lang i-expect. Tapos, nung bago pa siya sa Facebook, hindi niya siguro alam na parang yung like means i-click mo yung thumbs up. So, there was a time na she would comment, like. Yeah. She was so cute!
She
was so cute as in. And then like, my friend had to tell her, Ma, pag like, pipindutin mo lang yung thumbs up.
Oh
but yeah,
God.
Like she was always super, parang second mom siya then of, well, to meet my other barkadas as well because we would always be at their house nga. And yun lang, parang alam mo yun, parang you're so comfortable na kahit pa my friend is in Paris, like I feel like anytime we can still visit them and just, you know, say hello and catch up, ganun, ganun level.
Sabi nga ni Vanjo, baka for Hazel, pwedeng ano, palitan yung sagot. Baka gusto mo daw, like, describe someone else's dad.
Oh.
Ay, parang ano, dangerous. Wag na lang. Mom na lang.
Mom
para
na
lang.
Oh, sige. Let's
mom
stick with
lang.
Your answer.
Let's
stick with
mom.
The mom.
Oh. For me, I guess, it's my cousin's mom. She was basically the one who introduced me to PG-13 movies.
Oh!
Introduced me to games on PlayStation that I shouldn't have been playing at five or 6 years old. She was the one who turned me into an adolescent.
Oh my God.
Oh.
Okay.
So, you know, it was awesome because, you know, at least she condoned certain things and allowed me to grow into myself without...
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Without... with, and also guiding me in a way that basically told me what was bad and what was good is good.
But oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Showed me everything.
Oh, that's aww. Nice. That's nice.
That's so cute.
Yeah.
All right, so there you go. And yeah, hopefully you got to greet your mom.
Happy Mother's Day to our moms.
Happy Mother's Day, everyone.
And to the other moms out there.
All the moms.
And your friends who are moms already, your office mates who are moms already. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Of course, it is also Election Day today, so we'll see you at the precinct.
Again, it's till 7 o'clock today.
Yes.
We gave you guys tips earlier. Of course, stay tuned. I'm sure you'll be getting sort of updates from the other shows as well.
And for me, the one that I didn't know that I had to do, don't forget, bring a black pen, your own black pen. They're not going to supply it for you. You have to bring your own.
That's right.
And no phones.
No phones.
Yes, I have my receipt and my
your código. Bring your código para you don't forget anything. Thank you for joining us. We will be back tomorrow. Can you believe it? Tomorrow is going to be post-election
I know,
day
right?
one.
I am so excited.
I know, right?
Oh my God, I can hardly believe
so
it.
So excited.
So we'll be
toxic
back.
Toxic online.
We'll be back at 6 o'clock tomorrow.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us. Bye. We'll leave you with Camille Cabello right here on The Monster.
The Morning Rush, top 10, the best-selling books, hilarious topics, intelligent, creative, and funny responses, TMR Top 10. Join in live on The Morning Rush, 6 to 10 a.m., heard on air and online at rx931.com and on the Monster RX93.1 radio app, twitch.tv/monsterrx931 and at rx931 on FB and YouTube, only from Manila's hottest, Monster RX93.